This is an RNIB talking book.
Mull Flanders by Daniel Defoe. And we begin with the author's preface. The world is so taken up of late with novels and romances that it will be hard for a private history to be taken for genuine, where the names and other circumstances of the person are concealed. And on this account, we must be content to leave the reader to pass his own opinion upon the ensuing sheets, and to take it just as he pleases. The author is here supposed to be writing her own history, and in the very beginning of her account, she gives the reasons why she thinks it fit to conceal her true name, after which there is no occasion to say any more about that. It is true that the original of this story is put into new words, and the style of the famous lady we here speak of is a little altered. Particularly, she is made to tell her own tale in modester words than she told it at first, the copy which came first to hand having been written in language more like one still in Newgate than one grown penitent and humble, as she afterwards pretends to be. The pen employed in finishing her story and making it